Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas says the death of Muammar Gaddafi proves the crimes of dictators do not go unpunished. The top 09 party will nominate Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg for president at the weekend, the Daily Hospodarske Noviny reports. And a monument to Czechoslovak legionnaires who died in Russia fighting the communists in 1918 has been unveiled in Chelyabinsk. Prime Minister Petr Nečas addressed the death of Muammar Gaddafi on Thursday afternoon, referring to it as an act of justice. In a statement, the Prime Minister said that the day would be a symbolic milestone in the difficult path of the Libyan people towards freedom, and evidence of the fact that the crimes of dictators against their people would not go unpunished. Mr. Nečas added that the key element for the successful development of Libya would now be adherence to human rights, lawful punishment of the perpetrators of injustices, and security. Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg is set to become the first official nominee for president at the weekend, when his top 09 party will nominate him at its congress in Hradec Králové. Mr. Schwarzenberg himself has said in the past that he would only participate in direct popular elections. He told the Daily Hospodarske Noviny he would only tell the Congress whether he will be really willing to run under the current conditions of parliamentary elections. A leading top 09 member told the paper that in part the reason for the early nomination was deteriorating relations between the party and President Václav Klaus, saying it is more difficult to attack a presidential candidate. The next Czech president must be chosen by early 2013, either by direct or indirect election. A monument to Czechoslovak legionnaires who died in Russia fighting the communists in 1918 was unveiled in Chelyabinsk on Thursday. The ceremony was attended by an official delegation and several hundred locals. An earlier memorial to the 262 dead and missing soldiers had been erected privately by local people, but was destroyed under the Soviet regime. Chelyabinsk was the scene of the Czechoslovaks' initial revolt against the Bolshevik authorities, which led to their well-known march to return home eastward. More than 4,000 of the 60,000 legionnaires who fought in Russia died there. A number of memorials in Siberia commemorating the soldiers have been reconstructed since the fall of communism. In sports news, the Czech football champions Viktoria Plzeň lost 2-0 against football giants Barcelona on Wednesday in their third match in Group H in the Champions League. Plzeň have only 1 point in 3 games from a draw with Bate Borisov, while Barta and AC Milan will head to the knockout stage. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and daytime highs of around 8 degrees Celsius. My name is Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.